All right, everybody, pull up a chair or sit on your couch or go to wherever you're going to be learning at today. Since this is your first time in my classroom, let me introduce myself. My name is Mr. Z, and I made this show because I know that this school year looks way different than any school year we've ever had before. So, since this is a classroom, I have three rules. Rule number one, pay attention. It's important that you're doing your best to listen and focus on the lesson. Here's something that's true whether you're 6, 16, or 26. The amount of effort you put in is the amount of reward you get out. What I mean is, if you pay really close attention, you'll learn a lot. It's just like learning to shoot a basketball. The more often and better you practice, the better you get. Your brain is a muscle, and you're the one that's in charge of training it. Number two, make sure that you have a pencil and piece of paper nearby. If I say something you want to remember, then write it down. Note takers are world changers. And number three, try your hardest. I know that things are kind of stressful right now, and if you're distracted by things that are going on in your life, that's okay. But do make sure you're trying your hardest. All right, that's it for the introduction and the rules. Let's get into the fun stuff. This week, we're going back to ancient Greece, one of the most important ancient civilizations ever. So, before we get into the lesson, let's talk about history. Maybe you've heard it called social studies before. They're really the same thing. But I like the word history better, so that's the one we're going to use in this class. History is anything that happened before today. And I mean anything. Now, we could study the history of Van's shoes, or the history of ninjas, or the history of kings and queens, and those are all very different things. But they all happened before today. That makes it history. Now that we know what history is, let's get to the topic of the day. The ancient Greeks. If you have a globe or a map close by, then look at Europe. If you don't know where Europe is, then have an adult help you. If you find Europe, put your finger on it, and then trace your finger down towards the bottom, middle part of it. You'll see a country called Greece. That's right, Greece is still a country. But we're talking about ancient Greece. And if you're not sure what ancient means, well, it just means that it's really old. How old? Well, the ancient Greeks lived about 3,500 years ago. It's hard for us to imagine big numbers like 3,500, so try this. Close your eyes and put your hands out like you're going to get a present. Okay, are you doing it? Okay. Now, imagine that somebody puts a Skittle in your hand. You get to choose the color, it's your imagination, but really try to focus on the size and shape as well as you can. Now, imagine that you take that Skittle and you put it on the ground in front of you. If we put 3,499 other Skittles down in a line in front of yours, it would stretch about the length of four full-sized fire trucks. Wow! Now, imagine that each Skittle is 1 year. That's a long time ago. So, what was life like for the ancient Greeks 3,500 years ago? You might be surprised to know that it was pretty similar to the life that we have today. The ancient Greeks lived in large, organized cities that had marketplaces, theaters, schools, and even athletic fields where people could be involved in sports like track and field or wrestling. The ancient Greeks enjoyed many different foods, as well as music, art, and books. You might actually recognize some ancient Greek characters, like Hercules, Medusa, or the Minotaur. Life for an ancient Greek family was probably a little bit like yours today, too. Houses in ancient Greece were smaller than ours today, but sometimes families that had more money than others were able to build bigger houses. Some were even two stories high. Houses in ancient Greece were made out of mud and clay, and the floors were usually dirt that was smashed down really hard. For breakfast, an ancient Greek family might have some bread and olive oil, and the rest of their diet was mostly grain and fish. they didn't have crops like corn or sugarcane. Actually, farming in ancient Greece was pretty difficult, because there wasn't much fertile soil to use. Meat that you might recognize from our food today, like pork or beef, were saved for special occasions like holidays or festivals. Another way that life in ancient Greece was sort of like ours today is that kids in ancient Greece loved to play games. Of course, they had track and field games like running and throwing the javelin, but they also had regular games too, like the ones you might play at recess. One of the games that was very popular with young girls was called Ephedrismos. And in that game, two kids would stand a tall rock up and they would throw pebbles or balls at it. We don't exactly know how somebody would win the game, but we do know that the loser had to carry the winner around on their back while they tried to set the rock back up. Another game that kids played a lot was called Ostrakinda. In Ostrakinda, kids would find a shell and paint one side black and the other side white to represent day and night. Then the kids would make up two teams, a team for day and a team for night. One person would flip the shell in the air, and if the night side was pointing up, then the night team would chase the day team around and tag them until everyone had been tagged. And the other way around if the day side of the shell came up. That one actually sounds pretty fun. And do you like football? Well, the people of ancient Greece, both grown-ups and kids, played a game called Episkyros. And that's a lot like American football, actually. Huh. Crazy, right? All that talk about playing games has made me kind of restless. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play some relaxing music for about 1 minute. While the music plays, you can get up, stretch your hands way high in the air, walk around the room, go to the bathroom, or do whatever else you need to do to get ready for the rest of the lesson. When you hear the school bell, you'll know it's time to get back to your desk and put on your learning ears. Okay, here we go. Okay, everybody, go ahead and find your seats again. I'm going to wait just one more second so that people can get back. I think some of you are still probably walking around. And okay, let's get back to ancient Greece. So, when a kid in ancient Greece wasn't watching a play at the theater, listening to somebody play a tune in town square, or shopping in a big market plaza, they might have been playing with their pets. The ancient Greeks loved dogs. There are many paintings and sculptures that show people from ancient Greece having fun with their pups. They treated their dogs a lot like you would treat your dog today. They were friends to the ancient Greeks, and they were actually helpers during hunting times. Now, here's something that's kind of strange, though. You know how you feed your dog every day? Well, in ancient Greece, the dogs were supposed to go find their own food. They usually ate things like rats, moles, or other small pests. Sadly, if you're a cat person like me, then you wouldn't have liked ancient Greece very much. There isn't really anything that shows us that the people of ancient Greece kept cats as pets. But there is proof that they kept apes. Yeah, like small monkeys. One ancient Greek writer actually wrote about a pet monkey that could play a musical instrument. Snakes and birds were also common pets in ancient Greece. So far, it seems like life in ancient Greece was pretty much the same as today, right? Well, it was different in a lot of ways, too. Today, boys and girls get to go to the same schools and learn all the same things. But in ancient Greece, boys were taught math, writing, and fighting, usually by a personal teacher that would come to their home, called a tutor. As the boys got older, they were also taught things like music, poetry, and public speaking. Things were a lot different for girls, though. Girls were taught math and writing like the boys, but instead of learning how to fight or play a musical instrument, they were taught how to do things like cook, make clothes, and take care of children. That doesn't seem very fair, though, does it? What do you think? The ancient Greeks thought that school should make you a wise and good person, not just a smart person, so they started teaching two special classes called morals and philosophy. These classes taught students how to be nice and how to think and learn as well as possible. One of the most famous examples of ancient Greek philosophy is when a man named Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." If you didn't really understand that, here's what he really said. You're not going to get good at something if you only try once. If you practice a lot, you can be great. That's pretty smart, right? Well, that's philosophy. One other way that things were different in ancient Greece than they are today is that men and women weren't really treated the same. Men were able to go to work, help make choices for their town by voting, and were pretty much free to do whatever they wanted. But women were usually not allowed to leave the house without their husband, or without his permission. In the home, women were expected to clean, cook meals, and make clothes for her family. Women weren't allowed to vote or help their town make choices. Now that really doesn't seem fair. When we read about things that are unfair in history, it can make us feel thankful for the life we have today, right? One of the most unfair things that happened in ancient Greece was the use of slaves. Slaves in ancient Greece were sometimes people who ran out of money and had to start working for people in town to survive. Other times, they were people from countries around Greece. In some parts of ancient Greece, slaves were treated like an extended family member, like maybe a cousin that was living with the family or something. But in other parts, they were treated really badly. Even the ones that were treated nicely were made to work for their boss all day and had to do everything that they said, even if they didn't want to. What if you had to do your brother or sister's chores and they got all the credit? That's crazy, isn't it? Even the slaves that were treated nicely still had a very, very hard life. So, maybe you're wondering why we should learn about things that happened so long ago. Well, we learn about things from the past because it affects our lives today. One of the best examples of this from ancient Greece is in a kind of government that they created. If you don't know what government is, just think of it like the way a country is set up. Some countries have a king or queen who make all of the choices based on what their helpers think. Some countries have a dictator who makes all the choices based only on what they want, and they usually don't care about what other people think. But the ancient Greeks made a system called democracy. If you're taking notes, that should be on your page. Democracy is a system where people get to vote on what happens in their town or country. So, close your eyes and imagine with me for a minute. You're going out to dinner with your family and you just can't decide where to go. So maybe your mom says something like, "Everyone who wants to go to Subway, raise your hand." And then she counts how many people raised their hand. Then maybe she asks, "Who wants to go to McDonald's?" And then counts those hands. And whichever place had more hands is where you end up going. That's democracy. it's a pretty fair way of doing things, isn't it? And it's still the way that the United States and many other countries work today. People in the United States vote for their leaders, whether they're the mayor of your town or the president of the whole country. Also, a lot of the math that we use today was discovered by mathematicians in ancient Greece. Crazy, right? We also study the past so we know what not to do today. Today, girls get to take all the same classes as boys, and women are able to become whatever they want. That is a much better world, I think. Okay, class, that's it for today. Thank you for listening and paying attention. You're such a quiet and well-behaved class. But before we go, I have one thing to ask your parent or teacher. I will never put ads on this show because it's probably not appropriate to advertise in the classroom. So if you want to support the show, the best thing you can do is go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. It helps more than you probably could imagine. Also, if you really want to, you can go to anchor.com/mrzhistory and support the show with a donation. For as little as 99 cents per month, you can make sure that this quality history podcast can continue to reach your children's ears. So before we go, I'm going to end the episode with a song that you might have heard if you were walking through the streets of ancient Greece. It's performed on an instrument that the ancient Greeks really loved called a lyre. Okay, enjoy the song, and until next time, have a nice week.